Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena.
Morena.
How are you, Kirsten?
I am good.
We've already had quite a bit of contribution from the BFM listeners about this topic.
Okay, well, as long as we're getting feedback, I was worried it would just be a big thumbs down.
I think that there's a lot of lovers of hair metal out
there.
Okay. Yeah.
I was worried it was one of those cringe embarrassing ones.
I think they're usually the best, though, because cringe embarrassing genres people have a special place for in their hearts.
I think we should be careful how we're treading here. I think that this is a very sacred topic to the BFM listenership.
What's funny is I was worried even the calling it hair metal can sound disrespectful because it's sort of a... Oh, it's not real metal, that's hair metal, you know, that. But yet the people that like it don't mind it being called that.
So why is it hair metal and not just like metal?
So metal, this is really, I'm going to nutshell, think denim and leather.
Nice.
You know, it was more working class, it was more raw, it was the blokes being blokes, you know, beer drinking. And then this stuff had to have a different title. It was sort of more American, whereas metal had, you know, a strong British sort of origin. And then, because these guys wore makeup and had beautiful hair that was blow-dried and wore pink and nail polish and made pop songs.
I think it's a strong look.
So it was almost the opposite, yet... Maybe musically it was some more?
Yeah. Was it a timing thing as well?
Yeah. I mean, definitely this is more 80s and you can see that.
Okay, yeah. And so it's sort of like a companion to glam rock almost, is it?
Well, yeah. Sort of glam rock is its precursor visually. But yeah, I guess musically it's metal.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, what's this girl?
Wow.
This is Motley Crue with Kickstart My Heart. It's really
Riven.
Going
it's
for
Riven.
It.
So you can see why that's metal.
Yeah.
But if you look at them, not metal. They look like girls.
Hey, girls can metal. It's like undeniably fun, though. You know what I mean?
That's right. And so, you know, was metal supposed to be fun? Metal was supposed to be angry. It's very poppy.
I think that
it's very chorusy. You know, you got that. It's good tunes.
Did you watch The Dirt on Netflix?
No.
So that was the film that came out. I think it actually came out last year.
I did.
About Motley Crue.
I did. Yeah.
Quite full on, huh?
No, I did. I made the mistake when you're reading their sort of autobiography, and it was one of the most horrific things I've ever read.
Really?
I think there was a lot of drugs.
And worse. It just was so gross. And so that's why watching The Dirt triggered me.
Too much.
But sleaze is sort of the iconic word to sum this up. These were the strippers, drugs, and parties.
Yeah.
God. I mean, you know, they took that from, you know, other rock and stadium rock had that, but these guys were just a celebration of it.
And they, like, really took it to the next level. Wasn't there some stuff about, like, hotel rooms that they're just, like, ruined?
Yeah, they were the hotel room guys.
They were the throw TVs out the window kind of thing. They are quite, they do have really beautiful hair. I'm just looking at photos right now.
Yes.
The hair is really great.
Yes.
If I can get my sort of pseudo mullet to do that, I'll be quite happy.
Can we have some texts in? 53955. Tell us how you feel about hair metal. Is it something you love? Do you not like it? Are you ashamed that you like it?
Do you have beautiful hair? I want to know.
And this song's about a accidental heroin overdose.
Oh, God.
And these guys are from L.A., and there was this sort of scene in L.A. on the Sunset Strip of, you know, American bands but doing metal, but they were younger, you know, sillier. And just didn't take the more authentic spirit of metal.
I think maybe hair metal became the sort of like meme of metal, if you know what I mean. Like, I think when people shorthand metal now, especially 80s metal, it's like the images of Motley Crue, that kind of thing, that has sort of endured.
And
maybe.
I think, well, now there's a genre called, you know, new wave of traditional heavy metal, and I want them, you know, because they feel like it lost that sort of
Is that
more
what that
simplicity.
Stands for?
Yes,
I always
Nuwakam.
Wondered. Nuwakam. Okay. New wave of...
traditional heavy metal.
There
Nuwakam.
We go.
But it's to rebel against this. Yeah, you know, whereas metal came to be Bon Jovi, you know, and,
okay,
and Def
right.
Leppard. You know, the real metalheads are like, no. Not that they might not like some of those bands. But yeah, especially in the 80s with... the 80s is when MTV started.
Okay.
And so you get that real emphasis on the visual.
Yep.
And then the clever, funny videos, you
yep.
know? And so, whereas metal wasn't as much about that, you know? It was more, you know, you had a dreariness and
yeah,
an anger.
Yeah.
And these guys can do, like, fun videos.
Someone says, this is bringing up some complex feelings.
I love that they put a bear emoji
A bear
that.
Emoji and a stressed out face emoji as well.
Yeah, and you know, they're problematic people, and you know, we always having discussions about liking problematic rock stars.
Someone
yeah.
said, play some Push Push Please. Is that hair metal though?
Well, Mikey's
We'd
hair.
We'd have to ask Mikey.
Mikey's hair.
Mikey has got beautiful hair.
I don't know
hair.
If the rest of the band's hair was as beautiful.
Also, Mikey does have gorgeous hair though. Someone says the first two Motley Crue albums are good. Wasp are the best.
Someone else said I find it the crappiest music out. So
see, that's what I thought people were gonna think.
Nah, I think this has got a bit of a special place in some people's hearts.
Listen to that guitar.
We're gonna just slip on straight into the next one. Now this is the one that caused a bit of riff in the get it riff like guitar
riff.
Anyway, riff in the BFM lounge yesterday with Jules from production. Now Jules would like to argue that Kiss is not hair metal.
Yes.
Thoughts.
Good thought.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it weird that they were on all these lists of hair metal because I think it's a retrospective.
Okay.
Because they don't fit in time wise.
So what's
they're mid-70s.
The era? Okay.
But Kiss don't fit into anything. They visually have glam elements, but they don't fit into that sort of more British, androgynous,
yep.
poppy, glam,
thing.
David
yeah.
Bowie-ish sort
yeah.
of scene. So I think they're sort of an anomaly that have been reclaimed by hair metal
is
later.
Is that because they also have good hair and makeup?
Well, yeah. Rock bands didn't wear makeup.
Because this actually sounds very different.
Someone...
Well, we're about, you know, 6 to 7 years earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone texted in saying, The Who were throwing TVs out of hotel rooms and driving Rolls Royces into swimming pools decades before. So,
one and a half decades before. But yeah. But these guys just seemed not... They seem more irresponsible, whereas The Who's like, you guys are really good. You deserve to do that.
So is this Steel Panther? Saw them at the power station.
Ooh.
Amazing. And someone else says, hair metal makes me want to throw up.
I gotta say, I had trouble finding good songs.
Like, good under your...
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
everything
some bad
subjective.
Ballads. Oh my God, the hair
ballads.
Metal ballads. Woo. So, yeah, Skid Row, Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Warrant, Cherry Pie. You know, yeah, I had trouble finding
so
good songs.
What? Where did hair metal go? Like, is it still here?
Grunge became... Some people feel grunge was like a reaction.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, let's go back to just looking like we woke up.
Yep.
Oh.
Let's be a little more morose again.
Is that what grunge is? Looking like you woke up? I don't
but
know
you
if
just
that's
woke
what
up.
I...
Oh yeah.
I mean to be fair.
Greasy hair, flannel.
Right.
Yeah.
Was these
big
guys
parties.
Put effort. Yeah, they're like an 80s ballet girl of the hair metal. But grunge was like no effort and just a little bit more morose, more angry at the system.
Yeah. I gotta say the one thing I really respect about hair metal is that they just look like they're having fun, you know? They don't really care. They're just having a nice time.
Yeah, and that's the sort of pop element of it that maybe contradicted metal and grunge, you know, like
okay,
on either
yeah.
side. But I mean, there had been people playing with makeup, like, you know, Alice Cooper.
Yep.
And metal, so it just sort of took that to the extreme. And then some of the American punk, you know, so it sort of just took the more glam aspects of that.
I'm loving the text we're getting in. I find it interesting that we're getting a lot of text saying people are having like a real emotional reaction to this.
But specify which kind
was
of
it,
emotions
is that because of memories from the period of your life, or like what sparks?
I'm wondering
that?
Is it because you're loving it and you hate yourself?
Someone just said bogan love songs.
Yes, you know, as you said, is it still going? West off them, bro. worth talking, bro.
We have a lot of listeners out there, Kirsten.
You might be about to send that. There might be an incendiary thing to say.
No, they'll be like, yes, of course.
So is this Skid Row 18 and life equals all the feels?
Yes, yes. Yep, that was on the list as a possibility.
There's a lot of
this
like...
is going. We're going to go straight into the next one as well.
What do we got here, Tess?
Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. I find it really difficult to not sing the title of the song. Yeah.
1987. Now, apparently this is inspired by rap. This is their version
this
of...
This is inspired by rap.
Yeah, Public Enemy and Run DMC walk
that.
This
I
way.
I can see that.
It's like if Queen tried to do rap, you know? It's got that kind of a tinge.
How many films and TV shows has this song been in though?
I know.
On Wikipedia, at the bottom of any article, I have the list of where else it's been used.
Yeah.
And these songs was huge, like video games, films. Well... You play this song and you just get an era. You know, you establish it. You need this song and a girl with big hair.
Yeah.
And it's done half the work for you as a filmmaker.
Exactly. Yeah, you're so, so true. It's just a stand-in. Comic Strip presents Bad News.
Oh, yes.
Kiss with Alice Cooper, Sabbath, and maybe Zep, and some of the stagey, heavy prog stuff. Def, some influences of hair metal in there from a tester.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. So the precursor was there, like it was already there.
I really like this text. My brother loved hair metal. He used to say, play it loud and proud. He was very cool.
I want to know.
Yeah, she said not very, but we're not hit 9 o'clock yet, so I can't say that.
I want to know how shiny his hair was.
I rate your brother, friend. He's probably very cool indeed. The lyrics are quite hilarious.
Apparently this song was one of the fastest written songs they've ever done. And I couldn't quite tell from the stories of the song that the guy was jamming on the riff and saying those words as like a stand-in for when we write the song.
Yeah.
But then they liked that. And let's not forget the other special attribute of this music, misogyny.
Yeah, there is a bit of that in there. But hey, it's not specific to this genre, though, is it?
No, but I always, you know, when people hassle me about rap music, I'm like, what?
Excuse me, hair metal?
You act like it just popped in there in this, like, pure society.
But that's what you're, like, around this time period, it wasn't like that was unheard of.
Someone's brought up a really good point here. Aunt Kiss from Detroit, where Iggy and the Stooges were playing with stagecraft, maybe Iggy's peanut butter set the scene for Kiss makeup and then hair bands. There's a bit of Iggy Pop in this.
Oh, absolutely. And that's that weird sort of American brand of punk that didn't do it the same British way.
We've also had a West Auckland text. There is no hair metal in this house. It's definitively
good
not
for
in
you.
There.
And, but I wonder what they are listening to. Claim It.
BFM, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we're technically playing hair metal on BFM right now.
Maybe that's why your friends aren't coming over. You bless this. Lurchy song. I like the lurching. But I mean, really, seriously, if we had played Bon Jovi, how would people have reacted?
To hear me as hair metal. Ooh, controversial. Someone said the first thing they can remember seeing through on TV was Gene Simmons screaming Pusher X guitar, so amazing for a 4-year-old, and then saw them 30 years later in Denmark. There you go.
Aww. Someone texted in The Darkness.
Yeah, that was a really interesting sort of, you know, revival play parody. And then they did really well. People loved it. Like, was it a joke? People loved it for what it was.
Yeah.
All right, Kirsten, what's next week?
Oh, total opposite.
Okay.
New Age.
Oh, New Age.
Nice.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah,
I feel like we're erring back towards the BFM playlist there. I enjoyed that, though. Hair metal, what a... What a look. Maybe that could be a good Halloween costume for the weekend.
Oh, Kiss.
Just,
of course.
Yeah, get your back combing out. That'd be great. Thank you very much, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly was.